Thank you.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Spankwagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
Gentlemen, it's Friday night. You know what that means, don't you? I'll bet when you tuned in, especially Trencher, expected to hear some interesting little, I don't know what the hell that is. They came in by the Butthole Surfers. Not tonight. No, tonight. Tonight yours truly, sitting here by himself. Naked, wearing nothing but a cock ring. Nope. Not tonight, Trencher. Tonight there is no Trencher. There is no decaf. There is only Murphy. Isn't that fantastic? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Yeah, not Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, as the music would suggest. No, tonight I have hijacked Spankwagon Radio to make Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Spankwagon Radio show of all things interesting and cool. I just came up with that title. No, folks. I still have the plague, but I was good enough to pass it on to other people. Trencher is at home, suffering miserably as I have over the last couple of weeks. Even studio engineer Khan is hanging around here. He's still coughing up a little bit. Yeah, you hear that? That's him. I can't even wait to hear what King Hesh feels like tonight, because that guy, he sounds like me all the time. Dude! Nope, no Decaf, no Trencher, just Murphy. And apparently, Decaf called Rent-A-Cracker, and I've got a cracker showing. I have no idea.
He's supposed to be here soon.
Nope, tonight it's just me. 2 hours of yours truly representing 100% Spankwagon Radio. Our triumphant return to the LV Rock studio is me. Yep, that's what you get, boys and girls. This is going to be the lowest rated podcast in the history. So anyway, and by the plague, they mean the clap. No, Rob a Liquor Store, I mean some sort of nasty bronchial infection that has not only tanked me, my entire family, all my kids are at home right now, sick as shit. Two of them have bronchitis, one of them has RSV, and that's the little one. She's going to have to be on a breather mask for the next three months. I am doing the best I can here, folks. But, man, the LV Rock staff has been decimated by sickness, plague, and vacation. That's right. Decaf, who I love dearly, is missing tonight's show, not because he is sick, and not because he has to work, and not because there's anything spectacular going. No, the reason Decaf isn't here is because he's on vacation. Him and his wife, they've gone out. They're in a hotel. And he's a great guy, so he's doing what is right for his wife, I guess. And fucking me in the process! God damn it. And on tonight, a night where I get to revel in our president's glee. I love our president. He's the only president we've had who's ever made fun of retarded people. God damn it, let's hear it for President Obama! Love that shit. So that's going to be tonight. We're also going to talk about a woman who was convicted of fucking her own dog while trying to rat out her boyfriend for looking at harmless kitty porn. We're going to talk about how the LV Rock Studio came to be. We're also going to talk about the lack of things that we don't have, but that's fine. We're also going to talk about my fantastic trip to Nashville, which I loved, and a bunch of other things. It's going to be a good show tonight. It's going to be a good show. It is a rare show. Very, very rarely do you have me alone by myself in the studio, but it happens. We do have a phone line, but it's not quite right. So Rob a Liquor Store, you have my email address. If you want to email me your phone number, I do believe I can call you. But I'm not 100% on that, so we'll have to see here. Folks, Spankwagon Radio, check us out, spankwagon.net. If you are listening to the podcast, you are missing out one hell of a live show tonight, because I am going to take questions from the chat room. That means if you have something you need to say, if you have advice you need on women or STDs or anything like that, now would be the time to ask, because I can answer that shit. Because there isn't an STD out there I haven't beaten. I tell you what, that herpes thing, I licked that in a week. Remind me about herpes later, because that's going to be a fun one. We're also going to talk about people that we have to thank for getting the studio going and for kind of giving us a home in the meantime. We also have to talk to friends. I'm going to try and get some people on the phone. I don't know if it's going to happen. We'll have to see if we can actually get the phone line to work. Let's see. Let's test it. Let's see here. Let's see if we can make Trencher wet himself. Alright, so we can bring the dial tone into the board. We do have dial tone into the board. Hold on a sec. Say what you need to say there, Dave. I got your mic punched up.
Can you call anyone?
Can I call anyone? I don't know. Let's find out. We've got to go to a break here in just a minute, so I can't really find out right now, because Trencher gave me all the break times for today that I have to abide by because we have syndicates out there. Does the new studio smell like a locker room? The new studio had an interesting smell there for a while of filth and I think meth. I think meth was the smell we had in here for a while. And the death of 1,000 cockroaches. That was the other thing we had in here. And now it smells like bad cleaning products.
Yeah, I was going to say, and a lot of cleaning products.
A lot of cleaning products. Trencher went, for those of you who don't know, Trencher has a little bit of an OCD issue, and it was in full effect with that floor. I don't know how many times he mopped that floor out there. But it just wasn't quite good enough. I think at this point we're going to strip it, and I have no idea what else we're going to do about that floor. Rather loud dial tone.
Your buddy was going to bring a carpet.
Yeah, I have that in the car. I have a rug in the car for us.
All right.
Rather loud dial tone. Yes, I know. That's because...
You said you got some carpet.
I got carpet. You want to munch it? All right, folks. We're going to go to our first break. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. And I have to start that over again. Ha ha. Look, it's been a little while. Shut up. And now it doesn't work. What the fuck?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
Let me take you there. It's in my pants. Isn't that fantastic? All right, we're playing around with some stuff here, trying to get some stuff to work. Put you on? All right, hang on here. No, we're not totally hijacking my show or anything, are we? You there?
Hello?
Hello, douchebag.
Did you turn me up?
Yeah, I got you up.
You can hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. So both lines are working, but it's just not rolling over.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We can test on during your show now. All right, folks. So you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. My name's Murphy. This is usually where someone says, my name's Trencher. My name's Decaf. And that's no one else that's here. No, in fact, today it's just me. So, folks, it has been a great week for yours truly. LV Rocks is back on the air, and I am sick as a dog, and that's just kind of where it goes. We've got a phone line now, but it's not quite right, so we've got to work on that. We had some growing pains here in the studio trying to get things put back together. For those of you that don't know or don't remember, we were abandoned by our longtime partner, OG, otherwise known as Fuck Those Guys, They Suck. And now you're going to get on the mic over there? No, that's... Well, it would work if I were to...
Oh, there you go.
Bring
that
up
work?
The levels. Does that you're, work? You're like a little tiny baby. You just don't know. Anyway, we have been messing around with the phone system here, trying to get everything put back together. It's an outstanding day for me, and it is a wonderful day for all of you because LV Rocks is back and Spankwagon Radio is back. So let me tell you why my week didn't suck. And I'm trying to remember to do all my show breaks. So my next break is at... Oh, I think I went early on that break. Oh, shit, I did. Whoops. Oh, well. Next break is at 7:55. Okay, I have to remember that. The break schedule thing throws me off because I'm a little out there with some things. Anyway, so why my week didn't suck? I went to Nashville this week, and for anyone that's never been to Nashville, Nashville is an amazingly cool town. The people there are awesome. The town itself is really nice, and I was there for work, but the part that sucked was getting there. I had to fly from Vegas to L.A., and then I flew from L.A. to Nashville because the flight was $90 as opposed to $300. But we were flowing on, I can't say the name because we can't be disparaging them. Let's just say that their name rhymes with Mamare Mines. And we got there, and it was great. We got to LAX, and we had a one-hour layover that became an hour-and-a-half layover. Like, okay, get on the plane, and they're like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Captain seat's broken right now. We're going to go ahead and get a flight crew in here to get this taken care of. This should only take about 15 minutes or so. So we're going to get them in here, and we'll get up in the sky soon. Thank you very much. So they say 15 minutes. 15 minutes goes by. Half hour goes by. 45 minutes go by. 1 hour goes by. And it's click. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We just want to let you know we're having a couple more problems getting this seat put back together. At this point, I'm saying to myself, give him a fucking folding chair and a phone book. Let's get this shit in the sky. I got stuff to do. Oh, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to get this guy in here. We're going to get this taken care of. It shouldn't take any more, about another half hour or so. Thanks much. Now, at this point, all of us in the back of the plane, we're like, what the fuck is going on? My buddy, who I'm working with and flying out there with, he's in the front of the plane. He hears everything that's going on. He sends me a fucking text message that says, the technician just said it's going to be another hour. We sat on the fucking tarmac for 2 hours waiting for them to get their fucking plane together.
They let you come get off the plane?
No, we had to fucking sit there. Had to fucking sit there while they figured out a goddamn seat. Now, first off, how goddamn fat does the last pilot have to be to break that fucking seat? That's what I want to know.
And when they talk to those mics, it's kind of like this. Hello, yes, this is your captain speaking.
They always have to have that little accent drip. Oh, yeah, this is your captain speaking. Oh, and it's always, oh, it's like listening to Obama speak. Oh, this is your captain speaking. So, anyway, 2 hours on the ground, finally get up in the air, get our asses to Nashville. The flight there couldn't have been better. It was just sitting there for 2 hours, sucked. Get to Nashville. First thing I got to do, I eat me some waffle. We stop at the Waffle House. We stop at the Waffle House, we have dinner, And we're joking on the way there. We say, one of the guys with me says, hey, they have White Castle here. We say, they don't have White Castle here. I don't think you find anything White Castle south of Chicago. Turn the corner. Sure enough, there's a goddamn White Castle Church's Chicken drive-thru combination.
Oh, nice.
So, of course, I had to get me some White Castle later on.
I've never been to White Castle, though.
Oh, it's great.
Good burgers?
It's better than Murphy jacks off onto guys with tits, by the way. That's right. I jerk off on guys with boobs.
Man boobs.
Man boobs. So anyway, the trip there was great. People there were awesome. I have never met a nicer group of people.
They have the most heavy accent, though.
It's a super thick accent.
Y'all
want to come on down here to Nashville? Sure.
I've been to Austin, Texas. No accent. Dallas, a little bit. Not much. Less than what you would think, right? You think Dallas, Texas. The biggest accents are in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Got there that night. By the way, sidetracked. While I'm standing in line at the airport here, guess who I see in line 3 people ahead of me in the security check?
Sinbad.
No, Valen from the Carey Sisters. She's going to Austin for South by Southwest, so her and I hung out for a little bit. Yeah, for the plane took off.
I wish I could have gone there. Iron Maiden was playing their documentary there.
Okay. So anyway, do the thing there. I'm all fucked up time zone wise. We're there later in the evening, and the people were there visiting. They say, hey, you guys want to go out drinking? Sure. I went down a whole line of fucking bars that was amazing. Those of you that have ever been to Nashville, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is the coolest thing ever. You've got the university, which is a Catholic university. I think it's Vanderbilt. Then you've got rows of churches. Just churches, 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 churches.
Then churches or churches?
Churches.
Chicken.
Like churches, like Catholic churches, Baptist churches. All these churches. There's the visitor center, and then starts bars. This is the most clearly defined area I think I've ever seen in my life. It literally is nothing but university, churches, bars on one road. We started at the bars and had a great time.
At the end of the evening, you sounded like the captain on your plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. So we went to a couple of different bars there. One of the bars we went to was Roberts. Now, Roberts is a pretty famous bar. A lot of famous country acts have started there, I guess. The music was great, but it was so funny because we're on the way there, and the guys I'm with are like, oh, man, I don't want to go to a fucking country bar. Fucking shit kickers. And I'm like, I don't really want to go either, but it's a bar, so I can drink myself deaf. So it's not really a problem. And one of the guys, he's just bitching. I don't want to hear any fucking country. I don't want to hear any fucking country. Goddamn country bar. We walk into the first country bar called Legends, and the bar, if those of you who've never been there, the bands always play right next to the goddamn door. So as soon as you walk in, you're assaulted by the band. You walk in the door, and the band, a country band, is playing Weezer. It's playing the Sweater song.
Weezer.
Walk past the band, we go and sit down, order a couple of beers, and they said, anybody got any requests? And somebody shouted, Baby Got Back! Swear to God, they started playing it. And then they played the theme from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, jeez.
And people are clapping. I was losing my mind. I could not believe this.
This is a story, and I don't know the rest.
Exactly. I have to tell, whatever. You're moving with your auntie and your uncle in Bel-Air. Exactly that. I shit you not. That. They played that. And people were losing their mind. And people were dancing to it. I was like, come on, people. Don't be that dumb. So we went to
surprise, someone didn't request the Jeffersons.
Do-do-do-do-do. No, not quite. So it was pretty cool. I went to a couple of other bars. One thing we learned is if you're in Nashville and you play bass, you have to have a beard. All the guys playing bass had giant beards, and this was not enough flannel. These guys
were weren't Muslims?
No, they were not Muslims. Roll your eyes a little harder there, please. So there was just beards everywhere. And one guy who was playing the stand-up bass looked like a bobblehead. So he's like, his head's all bouncing around as he's strumming the stand-up bass. And we were just dying. End of the night comes, and it's about 3:30 in the morning there, their time. So it's about 1:30 for us. And the last bar we go into, it's an Irish bar. So, of course, I'm like, hey, let's go. I'm buying. First round's on me. Company guard. And inside, we're sitting there. We had a really cool waiter. These nasty chicks walk in behind us.
Anyway, what's so nasty about it?
Oh, dude, these were wrong. They were in their mid to late 40s, dressed like they were in their early 19, maybe 20-year-old.
Short skirts?
Oh, God, yes. Nothing worse
high heels?
Nothing worse than short skirts and stretch marks. That's just not a combination you want. It was so bad. The girls walk by and I say...
Saggy titties?
The girls walk by and I say, "Crikey, it's the elusive Tennessee cougar. Hardly ever seen that in a natural habitat. Crikey!" And the bartender, or the waiter, he says, "That's not just cougar, that's trailer park cougar. They walk in, they walk to the bathroom, and they walk out 5 seconds later, and the guy goes, "Oh, God, they even smell like herpes." And that was it. We were rolling. So the rest of the trip, that was it. Anyone smell any herpes? And people would just start dying laughing. The trip was great. The flight home was a blast. I mean, it was a bunch of people coming from Nashville straight to Vegas, so we ran out of beer halfway through the flight.
Oh,
halfway through the flight, the flight attendant had to get on the air and say, "Folks, we don't have any more beer."
And then the captain goes on and goes, "Oh,
right? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Smoke them if you got them." And that was that. So Nashville was a blast. I get back here, and I'm expecting the show tonight. And next thing you know...
Everyone's sick.
Everyone's sick or on vacation. And
Wait. Where'd you say Decaf went?
I think he's in Laughlin or something like that. I don't know. No, State Line. He's
in white people there? I mean, black people there?
Look at that. You couldn't even get the joke right. He's just fucking it up for everybody.
I did.
So, I'm solo tonight. We got a couple of things to talk about. A couple of interesting things to talk about. Hey, studio engineer. Stretch. Tell me a funny story. No, you know what?
I don't have any funny stories.
I know you don't have any funny stories. Why don't you describe to people the pain in the ass it was building this studio? Specifically, the countertop situation.
Well, you know, we had this design in our minds, how we wanted to set it up, where we can utilize, because we don't have all the space in the world here, as you can see. So it's maybe, a 10 by 14 room maybe?
Yeah, if that. Maybe 12 by 8.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, so we had it planned out. Measured everything and said, okay, this is how we're going to do it, blah, 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 blah. Then we decide this is not going to work. The hole in the table that you brought.
Yeah, I brought a big console.
And there was a big board in it. And, well, it's too big for our use. And it just, you know, with the keyboard and monitor, and it just wasn't practical for us to use. So we're like, okay, well.
Oh, it was enormous.
So at the time, Murphy and your buddy.
Jason?
Name? Jason.
Yeah.
Went to Lowe's. So me and Trencher are here going, well, okay, we're not going to be able to use this table. We'll have to bring the other table in and figure out how we can put 2 8-foot long tables
From the old studio
exactly.
Into this one.
Yeah, and that room was twice the size. It was probably the size of both these rooms.
Yeah,
right?
It was. The old studio was enormous.
Yeah, probably a little bit too big, but nevertheless, so we have to fit these 2 8-foot long by 2.5 tables in here. So we're figuring out how we're going to do this, yada, yada, yada. So
how are we going to do this? They tried to stagger 2 tables in a way that would have given us a total of 6 inches on either side.
And it's not easy moving these cabinets because...
They come apart.
Yeah, with the countertops, they come apart. So we moved it one way, didn't work. Then we moved it a third way, and we're like, okay, we're going to have to stagger them this way. And then after some more deliberation, after you and Jason came back... We finally thought of a fourth way, I think.
Yeah.
It was like the fourth way we decided we're going to build the studio. Once we get the webcam up, you'll guys see how we have it situated.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, but...
It'll be soon. Very soon. We're not going to talk about the video just yet.
Slowly but surely, we'll have everything up and running.
Slowly. Slowly. But surely, yeah. So putting these two things together, though, I'd like to point something out on this. Is that you guys waited till I was gone after I had gone through hell and high water. I had to learn to use a skill saw to cut that thing. I've never used power tools in my life. I'm lucky if I use a drill and don't cut myself in the head. But you guys waited till I was gone so you could pull a fast one while you thought I wasn't paying attention.
Well, we didn't want to get your pussy hurt.
No, instead I come back and
get
even more butt hurt, though, because you guys are fucking taking this thing and taking it apart after I'd put the goddamn thing together.
Well, because after you left, we figured, well, look, instead of us sitting here and waiting for you to get back, since me and Trencher decided we're not going to be able to, we cannot use that board the way it was. There's no way we could have used it. The hole was too big. we said, well, if we could buy a board to screw over it,
yep.
cut a smaller hole, it'll work.
I think it was when I said, when you guys said, well, we got to cover it up. I'm like, all right, well, I brought the goddamn thing and cut it. Why don't you guys get a board and cover it? And you both decided, well, fuck it, that takes effort, so no.
We didn't say that.
In as many words.
Well, the thing was, we were trying to get it built that night.
Yeah.
So we had to wait another day to...
That's right. You had to wait another day.
Yeah.
And the next day, I had come back with some MDF that I had cut specifically to size and brought extra pieces in case we fucked it up. We cut a hole for the board. We sunk the board in. We cut a notch for the engineer mic
well,
now.
I thought the guy at Home Depot did it.
No, Trench did this.
Oh,
Trench did this with the skill saw, and he did that side. I had this the board itself cut down from like an 18-foot board into three chunks.
Gotcha.
Come down. We get the fucking thing put in. I get it cut. We get it painted. It's put together, and I have to say the thing looks nice.
Yeah,
I think
it
we did a really good job with it. And the
guys
cool thing,
great
too,
job.
On the engineer side now, you guys remember what the studio looked like before everybody had the little stands. Well, the engineer side now has got this big boom mic. So I can rotate this and go all the way across the dam.
Which you can use on this side because the Thursday night show, there's four people on this side. So I just swung it around for a fourth mic.
Nice. So, yeah, we got a great couple of ways here that we can organize the studio.
And then you set up that nice program where you can use the one mouse for both.
Yep.
That was pretty cool.
And then you set up a light strip.
I did.
I set up a program that allows
us to... Look, it's Las Vegas, dude. We got to have some lights.
I set up a nice light. I set up a nice program that allows us to control multiple computers that we need here in the studio called, what was it, Input Director. Set the whole thing up, and Khan's claim to fame is he hooked up some lights on a switch. Some really tacky lights at that. And he rearranged the entire engineering area, and I rearranged
it. Well,
because
it doesn't
back.
Work, dude.
I think it works better like this because I can just take this and I can move over here and I can do what I need to do.
Yeah, but you don't have to move if you move it over there.
Yeah, but instead I've got, you know, everything jammed into one tiny little space. And
it's
for
not
those
jammed,
of us,
dude. It's got plenty of space.
It's
dude.
Jammed. The only thing I don't like is how this cable for the headphones swings around the front here. I think we need to do something about that. So, yeah, I mean, getting the studio up and running has been a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, we spent, 3 hours every night?
Yeah, no shit. But you know what the best part about getting all this hooked up is? Let me show you what the best part is. Hold
What's
on a
the
second.
Best part, dude? I'm waiting in anticipation. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can wait any longer.
The best part. That's super loud.
It is super loud. Are we calling Pizza Hut or something?
No. No, yeah, no, no, no.
I'm hungry. I need some food.
No.
I should be afraid, huh?
You should be very afraid. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Trencher on the phone. How you doing, buddy?
Hello?
Hello, Trencher.
Can you hear us?
Trencher. Uh-oh.
Can't hear shit.
Trench.
What, he can't hear anything?
He can't hear anything.
Oh, great.
Well, we thought we had it. Maybe the phone system doesn't quite work yet. We've got nothing feeding back into the unit. That's the problem. So we're going to have to figure that out. So, whoops. Well, we've got things are getting worked out. Things are getting sorted out. Now, why am I talking about why LV Rocks is expanding? Let me tell you why. For those of you that live in Vegas and you've ever thought to yourself, hey, those guys on Friday night suck. I could do a better job than them.
I could do a way better job, man.
All right. Put your money where your mouth is. Come on down. Email. What is it? What's the best one? Email mark@lvrocks.com. Tell him what kind of a show you want to do. Tell him when you want to do it. He'll tell you what the rates are. Come in, do a show. LV Rocks is now an independent entity. We are no longer tied to any specific corporate sponsor or any set group of people. We're our own business now. So if you think you can do better, then fucking bring your asses down here and do it.
Bring it, bitch.
Get your asses down here, and there you go. Did you send out audio to the Comrex? No, that we did not do. Maybe the second link into the phone patch is required. Yes, that is exactly what is required. Look, we were just happy enough to get dial tone.
We heard the phone on the board like, all right!
All right! Kick ass! Yow!
We did something correct.
No, this has been a great learning experience for all of us, too, because none of us were around. Well, at least Trench and I weren't. I don't know if you were. When the last studio was built.
Yeah, I was around.
You were around, but were you
involved? I helped out.
You helped out?
Yeah, I helped out.
Well, you were a whole lot of fucking help that night, I tell you, because you didn't know where to plug shit in.
Well, dude, it's been 8 years.
Yeah.
You don't remember everything that you plugged into.
Yeah, no shit. Well, we're getting it all put back together. The new studio, let's talk about...
A lot cozier.
Let's talk about the video. When we get everything set up and running, we will have live video here for the show, but not just for our show. We're going to have live video for every show on LV Rocks. Myself and Trencher are going to be putting some stuff together.
Do we have to put an asterisk next to that statement?
No. What? What kind of asterisk?
I don't know. Just an asterisk.
Maybe asterisk that says, and Trencher's going to hate me for saying it out loud, but I'm going to say it. LV Rocks live video brought to you by beerandmilk.com. There will be live video here in the studio. We're going to have much better quality video, too, because we're getting some awesome cameras, which I still have to call about. We're going to have all of this set up. And Spankwagon will be back in full effect, yo. Yeah, bitches. Yeah. It's going to be great. Oh, what did Trencher say? Trencher says, did you send the... no, I didn't send it back. I know I didn't. So anyway, that was getting the studio put together. I don't really know what else to say. I usually have two other guys here that I can bounce something off of, and then when I start to fade out,
I can tell you my worst flight ever.
Okay, what was your worst flight ever?
Flying from here to Hawaii.
Okay.
I was supposed to be on America West flight. I had the ticket. Now, at the time, my girlfriend, her dad, well, stepdad, worked for... I don't know what airlines, but he worked for some airlines, and he's saying, no, there is no flight going from Vegas to Hawaii, direct flight, on that day. I was like, yeah, there is, because I have a ticket in my hand that says it does, right? I have a ticket that says we're flying from here to Hawaii, no stop. And he's like, okay, well, I don't know how that is, because I don't see it in my logs or anywhere. Anyways, the day comes. We're at the, I think it was America West Airlines, gate, and we find out, well, something happened to the plane. It had to be docked and something had to be fixed. So they flew this, I don't even know what, I've never even heard of the airlines. It must be regional something, Richards Airlines or Richardson, Richards Airlines or something, out of Miami, somewhere out of Florida. It's like just a regional airline, and it wasn't like one of the big, you know, 747 or 737. It was like maybe like a those skinny ones, like the DC-10. Are those the kind of the skinny, narrow ones? I can't remember.
Okay.
So now this plane flew all the way from Florida to here to pick all us up, because otherwise we'd be stranded because they didn't have a flight. So, well, they said, well, you know, this plane does not have enough fuel to fly from here to Hawaii. So we got to just make a quick stop. Emphasis on quick.
Quick.
Quick stop in L.A. So we stop in L.A. And we don't stop at a gate. You know, we just stop, you know, they just park us to the side here. We're there an hour waiting for the fuel.
Waiting for the fuel truck to show up.
An hour.
Nice.
And then the flight there was horrible because it's a small plane. No, you know, usually flights like that, you get a movie because it's probably close to 5-6 hour flight to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
No movie. They had half the provisions that they usually have. There's no meal. No meal on the flight.
Fantastic.
It was the worst flight ever.
Did you have to get out and pedal to start the damn thing?
I think I'd rather take in a boat at that point. But, you know, once you get there, it's like, oh, thank God.
The guys in the chat room would like you to say something out loud so that everyone can hear it. Like you to say, God damn it, Bobby. They think you got a Hank Hill thing happening there.
God damn it, Bobby.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Damn it, Bobby.
I can do my redneck.
Please don't. Oh, folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. I am Murphy. Joining me in studio tonight is studio engineer Khan. Khan!
Am I in the new Star Trek movie?
Yes. You're a Tribble. But I've never seen a Tribble with a bald spot on top. Oh, nice. Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
There's always first for everything, dude.
Yeah, exactly. broadcasting live from the new. Did you see? I put the battery in.
No, it's working.
I put the battery in the clock right as we went on the air the other night. I wanted to make sure when we left the studio before, we had this big clock on the wall. I took the battery out. Right.
What time did it read?
At 11. What was it? 11:01 and 15 seconds, or something like that.
Something like that.
Well, Tuesday night when I came here and was doing the View from Vegas show, right before the show went on the air, clicked it in and went. So I think that was pretty cool.
Back. Did you have a tear in your eye?
Yeah, I did. And a turd in my pants. I don't know who this Murphy Licks Sheenus is, although I'd love to post their IP address, and why they're calling me a coward. Fuckind. Is that fuckind? Fucking. Okay, it's spelled with a G, not a D, you retard. Fuckind penis-licking faggot fucker. Okay. Whatever.
And what's wrong with that statement?
I don't really understand what they're trying to say. That's outstanding. So, speaking of people that do really dumb things for absolutely no reason, there's a little lady, and her name is Michelle Owen. Michelle Owen is a wonderful human being. Michelle decided that she thought that her ex-boyfriend might have used her laptop to look for kiddie porn on the internet. So she went to the police and said, hey, can you look through this? And
was that porn with cats?
No, kiddie, oh, K-I-D-D-Y. I got you. And you know, she's not half bad looking. I got to tell you, she's actually relatively cute. So she goes to the cops and says, hey, can you look through this? I think he might have been looking for kiddie porn. So I'm going to read you the police account of what happened next. This is from the officer. I began the forensic examination of the laptop by imaging the hard drive using FTK Imager. I used the Tableau Forensic SATA IDE Bridge hardware write blocker, which performing this procedure. The MDA and SH1 hash values matched before and after imaging the process, verifying the hard drive had not been written to or altered in any way. That's important. I began looking through the contents of the hard drive in an attempt to find child pornography on the laptop. Details, which results of the analysis, will be under case number something, something, something. While inspecting the contents, I found two video files in the recycle bin with the following information. Right there, that tells you this bitch is dumb because she does not know how to hide her porn. You don't hide anything in the fucking recycle bin. It shows the file creation time and access time. And they weren't actually all that long ago. They were just a couple of months ago. The best part is, dude, you're getting a Dell because they're on a Dell laptop. There are two files that are created there. I viewed the first video file and observed a female that I clearly recognized as the complainant, Michelle Owen. Dun, dun, dun. The video showed Owen completely naked saying, it's playing, and then walking away. Excuse me, and then walking away from the camera to the bed with a dog on it and lying down. A male, whom I recognize as her ex-boyfriend, Heath Peerly, from his Spillman entry, then entered the video, got on the bed, and began to rub something on Owen's vagina. Owen then picked up a jar of something, scooped out with her fingers, and also rubbed it on her own vagina. During the application of the substance, both Peerly and Owen can be heard saying, Toby, come here!
Oh.
Peerly then pointed to Owen's vagina and the dog walked over and began to lick it.
So see, it's not kitty porn, it's doggy
porn. It's doggy porn, and it's a beagle, by the way. Owen can be seen smiling as the dog licked her vagina. The video file was 31 seconds in length. But wait, there's more. The second video file then again showed Michelle Owen fully unclothed and messing with the camera. I love that. Messing with the camera is an actual police document. She walked away from the camera with a cigarette in her hand and got on the bed, her vagina exposed to the camera, and then said, come here, Toby, and began rubbing her vagina. The dog jumped on the bed and began to lick her vagina as Owen closed her eyes and leaned her head back. So we know that the first time, it was probably her boyfriend talking her into it. The second time, she did it all on her own.
So wait a second. And why would she... Okay, I'm assuming that they broke up. That's why she...
Well, hold on. She leaned her head back. The dog then appeared to lose interest and walked out of view.
Oh, dog lose interest.
The Owen continued to rub her vagina and smoke her cigarette. This video file was 1 minute and 11 seconds in length. On 3/07/2009, at approximately 9:50 a.m., I interviewed Michelle Owen, who was still incarcerated in the Johnson County Jail. Deputy Napier from the jail was present during the interview. I started my audio recorder and read Owen her right writes off the advice of the advice form. She stated that she understood and signed the waiver. I told Owen that I had found some of the files on her laptop and she had been referring to, and also informed her that I found some video files on in them, with her in them. I asked her if she knew what those files might be, and she said, the one with the dog. I then asked Owen if the dates from the file modification accurately reflected the approximate dates the videos were taken. She said they did. I asked Owen what type of camera it was, and she said she didn't remember. I asked Owen if all the activity on the video took place in her bedroom at her house, and the address is listed in this police report, which is on the internet now, 3248 Monterey Drive, Whiteland, and she said yes. So not only is she making homemade porn, she's making homemade doggy porn. And if any of you are out walking your dog, this is where you want to take it. I had read Owen, I had Owen read the bestiality statute from the Indiana Criminal Code, and she said, "Am I going to be charged for this?" I explained to her that she would be, and I asked her if she thought the files were deleted, and she gave her consent to their search laptop. She said that she didn't even think the videos were what they were, just something that she did when she was drunk and barely remembers it. She was sober the next day and remembered trying to delete the videos. I asked Owen if she thought the videos accurately reflected the crime she read in the statute, and she said they did.
What's wrong with people?
Wow. Goes on. As Owen was escorted out of the investigation area, I explained to her that I would not finish going through the contents of the hard drive and asked her if she wanted to withdraw her consent at this time for everything that happened. She stated she did not want to withdraw her consent and wanted me to continue looking for the child pornography on the laptop and that her ex-boyfriend might be responsible for it. So I ask you all in the chat room, what's the bigger crime, kiddie porn or fucking your house pet? Wow, you know, I love the internet, and I love that shit like this gets posted. But what's more important is, where the fuck are these videos, goddammit? I want to see this shit. I want to see this fucking little blonde bitch getting her snatch eaten out by the goddamn family dog.
I'm speechless.
No, you're hard, and please don't stand up, because you'll knock over a mic stand. Oh, my God. People are fucking their pets, and our president is making fun of retarded people on Jay Leno.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break, but... back to the lady here with the man.
What's worth? What do you think? Fucking the dog or the dog licking her pussy?
Oh, man. I am. So what do you think is worse? Do you think worse the kiddie porn that he jerked off to that he went and looked up on the internet, or the video of her getting her dog eating her snatch?
I got to get more. I mean, what's the kiddie porn? We're talking about like 5-year-old
kids? It doesn't say, unfortunately. But kiddie porn is kiddie porn. I mean, it's, you really can't justify old enough to pee, old enough for me. No. You can't justify.
What's worse, kiddie porn or fucking a dog?
No. Not just kiddie porn, but your boy. You take the laptop to the computer. So what's use? What do you think is going to be worse for the cop? Finding the guy and arresting him for kiddie porn, or arresting the woman because you find a video of her? Oh, God.
Well, let's put it this way. He probably sees more kiddie porn video than he sees people screwing a dog.
Their own dogs at that. Because we've all seen that video of the guy getting fucked by the horse and it kills him.
But... I mean, it's one thing when, like, it's one thing if the guy, you know, grabs the dog by himself and he does his business. It's another.
Here, Lassie, come here, girl.
When you have a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Getting into it with the dog.
A couple, and then her after the fact, because the second video was dated after. And how do you... You know, I understand grabbing the camera, doing something when you're drunk, and the next morning look at the tape and going, fucking destroying it.
I know they say that the human's mouth is full of bacteria. But how about a dog's?
Actually, a dog's mouth is cleaner than a toilet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I read on the internet. Because if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Did you read that on Wikipedia?
Although we read this on the internet, and that for goddamn sure is true. I don't even...
Well, how does this get posted? Who posts this?
Smoking Gun. Smoking Gun is great. They get, you know, they get the mug shot, and they get the police report. And I spend hours sometimes just going through reading things. Friday is great on there because they do like a weekly retrospective of mugshots, and they almost always have a theme. I love the one for the guy that's arrested for domestic battery for kicking the shit out of his wife and beating the shit out of his kids, and he has a t-shirt that says world's greatest grandpa. It's like awesome. Oh my God. I'm a little taken aback. I don't really know what to say, so I think we're going to go.
Wait, I got one question.
What's that?
Was that a male dog or a female dog?
I don't know. Here, Toby.
Yeah. Hey everybody, Trencher from Spank Wagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now, check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S Hosting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. As per usual, a work in progress. Can't really go wrong with that. Joining me tonight is supposed to be Cracker for Hire, but he's not here. So instead, I've got studio engineer Con with me. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good. We're still trying to figure out this whole phone thing. We think we may have had it. Murphy Lixashinus is kind of going on and on and on in the chat room, and I don't really know what it's trying to say, but I don't really know. I get distracted easily here, and this person is just, yeah. So, Studio Engineer Khan.
Yes.
If that really is your name.
It is. S.E. Khan, call me.
Oh my God, dude. Now, see, you have the plague too, and we're beginning to think maybe you're the one who spread it around.
I told you. I bet you I brought it to you guys.
That's wonderful. Cough up a little more stuff there.
Is that better?
Almost. One more. Get one more good one.
Is that better?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So now let's talk about something else. I got to bring this up.
Oh, wait,
here.
I just like to say I don't think we've ever been this sick before. Maybe it's the building. Maybe we're just going to all die.
You know, it very well could be. I know that
we're all going to die.
The air conditioning system in here is, wow. I don't even want to think what kind of diseases and plague are running around in that thing.
I know the first time we turned it on, they just went dust all
just
over the place.
Dust and crap and everything went everywhere.
Your buddy Jason, you talked to him? Because he might be dead. Because he was standing right in front of it when it went off, and it just blasted him right in the face.
He's one of the guys who went to Nashville with me, and he's starting to cough too.
Oh,
so.
Jeez.
All right, so let's talk about something here. Our president said something last night on the Jay Leno show that I think may very well be my favorite thing a president has ever said.
He was talking about bowling, right?
He was talking about bowling. I've never really identified with a president on this kind of level before. So let me see. I've got the. Let's see.
Come on, dude. He's hip.
Let's see if this works.
He's hip to be square.
Here we go.
Are they going to put a basketball? I imagine the bowling alley has been just burned and closed down.
Now, I'd just like to point out how incredibly racist Jay Leno is here, automatically assuming because we have a black president, we have to have a basketball court.
Well, I think he's referring to the fact that...
Racist! Before, he's racist!
Hold on, dude. I think he's referring to the before he was even in the White House, he pretty much said he's going to put a basketball court. So he's kind of referring that the... Since he's going to put a basketball court in, the bowling alley is going to be destroyed.
I don't think he's
trying to be racist.
I think he's racist. All right, so here we go. This is our president on Jay Leno last night. First time a sitting president's ever been on this night show.
Now, are they going to put a basketball? I imagine the bowling alley has been just burned and closed down.
No. I've been practicing
really?
Bowling.
Really?
I bowled a 129.
That's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very good, Mr. President.
It was like Special Olympics or something.
Right there.
It was like Special.
Special Olympics. That is so great.
Fun of me.
That is so awesome. He said Special Olympics. He made a retard joke. How great is that?
For some people, great. For some, maybe not.
Oh, God. That is so great. That is so awesome. Our president just made a Special Olympics retard joke.
But you know, Bush said a retard joke, they'd be all over him.
Well, they're all over Obama today. Holy shit, they're just destroying him. But here's the part, though. Here's the part that really kills me about this. He said it so offhandedly and so candidly.
Yeah.
That it didn't even faze him. But the really great part about it is he didn't say it at some press conference. He didn't say it in some interview. He said it on the Tonight Show. Come on. If you're going to make a gaffe like that, that is the environment to do it in right there, my friends. Holy shit. Oh, God.
Had the retards of America come out and said anything?
Actually, there was a pro bowler from the Special Olympics who said, "Bring it on, Mr. President. I can bowl like nobody's business, even though I get down on the skateboard and use my helmet to knock over the pins." I love retarded people. They are just, they're wonderful human beings. I know they're human beings,
without
too.
Them, we can't laugh.
It's retards like that guy that remind me why I'm so glad my parents weren't related when they got married.
That's a good thing.
Oh, God damn it. The retards are going to be all pissed off, and I heard they're getting ready to picket, but they're going to picket the Waffle House for some reason. Jeez. I think they might be a little confused as to where they're supposed to go.
Maybe.
Oh, God. You know, what's going to be next? Is he going to be someone going to accuse him of flashing gang signs? He's going to say, no, I'm just trying to talk to my deaf homies. Oh, my God.
I'm waiting for Obama to paint the White House black.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just waiting for him.
That's not even funny.
It is funny.
That's like, no. It's like, that's not even racist. It's just paint the White House black. Really? I see a red door, and I want to paint it black. If you're going to make a racist joke about the president, about painting something, you say, I can't wait for the president to go ahead and put a lowered Impala, 62 Impala, on the front yard and make it Air Force homie.
Oh, he hasn't done that yet? I thought he did.
You are so bad at racist jokes. You know why you're so bad at racist jokes? Because you mean them.
Oh, is that what it is?
They're intentional. They're not jokes. You're making an insightful statement.
Oh, am I?
I'm racist because it's funny. You're racist because it's mean. And Trencher's racist because it's in his DNA. Oh man, I'm kind of upset that Trent or the Decaf's Rent-A-Cracker isn't here. I'm not really surprised. You know, he had to rent a white guy, and
as soon as he's
on BPT,
he entered the premises. He probably saw someone selling some crack, and there you go. That's why he's not. He didn't never make it here. You know what I'm saying?
No.
On his way here, he probably met some crack dealer. So he's probably out in the back doing some crack. That's why he never made it.
You know, it's when jokes like that happen that you can either tear the guy apart or you can do exactly what I just did. And that's just sit there.
It wasn't a joke. I'm just saying.
Let it linger. Let it sit there and be uncomfortable.
That's why he's not here.
Mm-hmm. Reiterate it again because no one got it the first time and there's nothing to get on the second. I love that. You know.
Look, if people are stupid, what can I say?
Yeah.
People can't say, understand what I'm saying. At all.
Come on. Anything else?
I don't have anything else.
I didn't think so. Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. My name is Murphy. My compadre's Trencher. He's at home with the plague. Decaf, he's out rolling white women in the parking lot trying to steal their purses and ruin their credit score. See, that's how you make a racist joke. They're not here tonight. Tonight is just me. We've got some sheenest thing popping in and out of the chat room, and I don't understand what they're saying. But our good friends, showdown.net, they're here. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have the retards of America said anything? I don't know. I think they did say something. It was, I like turtles. I once had a DVD of Pinocchio, and I get what the president say. I don't think any of the retards heard it, because most of them are asleep by 9:45 anyway.
That could be.
Yeah, see, that's how you tell a joke. That's why
is that funny?
That's why you do the music show.
I forgot to laugh.
And I do the comedy.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah. Hey, Con. What's brown and rhymes with poop?
Crap.
Dr. Dre. Okay, so I'm kind of floundering at this part. Again, this is where I usually throw to my homies and have them say something. So I watched the most horrific movie the other day, or on the plane, and I'm a big fan of shock jock B-movies, of just really bad B-movies, but this took the cake by any... I can't even begin to explain this. I watched The Feast of Three?
Oh, you know what? I saw the second one,
mm-hmm.
and it ended kind of, you know, just up randomly in the air, and then I saw Feast 3, but I haven't had a chance to get it yet.
Feast 3 literally picks up right where Feast 2 takes off. Let me describe you the first scene in this movie. You got a bunch of people on top of a building with a motorcycle trying to launch a midget across the street on a catapult.
That's great.
And down in the street are these nasty beast things that they never explain. That they're funny. I'll give you that. They barf on people and they have ball bags that hang down to their knees. So the movie starts with them trying to launch the midget across the street and they fail. And the midget hits the floor. And it's the midget from Scrubs. It's not just a normal midget. It's a famous midget. But there's also a Mexican wrestler midget as well.
And he's like full on get up too.
Oh yeah,
the mask and everything.
He's trying to cross the street from these beasts in a garbage can flipped upside down to get to this cop station that a homeless guy has barricaded himself. And something about the homeless guy, the animals don't, the beast things, creatures, nasties don't want to attack him. They bite him, and he just tastes like shit, and they don't want anything to do with him. So this little Mexican wrestler midget works his way across the street after the other midget, by the way, has been shredded into chunks in the street. The hobo takes a dynamite, and the front door just opened, and I'm a little worried.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't recall inviting anyone. Oh, Scuba Steve! Clizzo's here. What's up, buddy? Have a seat, man. Rent-A-Cracker has showed up. That's you, man. Your headset's right there, and get your mic. So anyway, so this midget goes across the street with a garbage can on his head, and the homeless guy takes a stick of dynamite and sticks it under the garbage can. Now, you think that might kill him, but instead all it does is it blows him across. It's a fucking stick of dynamite that they've used in the previous sections of the movie to destroy the creatures.
Exactly.
And this time all it does is it just launches this little midget across the street. Then you've got And I'm watching this on a plane, and I'm laughing hysterically because this is so wrong. And the people behind me started to look over. And right as they looked over at my screen, you've got biker bitches covered in tattoos wearing a belt with a gun and boots. That's all they're wearing. And I, like a little tiny set of panties. So there are these big titties flopping around everywhere. And I think they were a little distraught by this. But this movie, for those of you that never saw The Feast was a Project Greenlight movie, and the Weinsteins actually produced it.
Well, the first one was awesome.
Yeah, the first one was great. The second one, so-so. Yeah. But the third one, it was like...
They just go overboard with everything.
Oh, man. The one thing I really liked about the movie is every time you thought they were going to do something very formulaic, no. This guy shows up in the beginning of the movie to save everyone. He's a big army guy. I'm here to fight, to take the fight to these things. And they're basically locked inside the police station. This is like in the first 10 minutes of the movie. I will save you. And the girl, her name is Secret, and she's very upset because her husband, who is named Slasher, who owns the car dealership, she left him for a retarded guy. Which, by the way, when the catapult thing fails, a piece of pipe from the motorcycle launches off and goes through the guy's lower jaw and comes all the way up to the top of his head. Spends the whole movie with a pipe coming through his head. I'm sorry. This is also a guy in the second movie who fed a baby to one of the creatures to save his own ass. Anyway, this guy shows up and it's, I'm here to save you. I'm here to save you. You know how to use this gun, hands her a handgun, shows her how, and you're like, oh my God, they're going to like be fucking later on in this movie. And then he says, all right, you know how to use it. She says, yeah. She gets distracted and kills him. She fucking blows his brains out in the first 5 minutes of the movie. You're like, okay, well, I guess there's no hero in this one. Then there's this other kid who shows up to save everybody and he's got blades tied to his wrists and he's hacking and slashing. That does not wind out the way you think it's going to go either. The chick from the second one who got barfed on, she comes back. Then you have this retarded guy whose name is Short Bus Gus, who's the prophet who can somehow control these things and force them back. That doesn't go. The end of the movie itself is what? Wait, what? What did I sat through 2 hours for this? Are you fucking kidding me?
Couldn't they, like, put part two and part three and just make it one movie?
No. Because part two goes in such a... No. There's no way. They've had to extend the movie another 3 hours because people would need a two-hour intermission in the middle to unwind from the second one. There might be a fourth one.
Uh-oh.
With the way that the second one ended, I don't know. So...
I'll have to, grab three, because like I said, I watched the second one. And
Get it from the Redbox. Spend a dollar. Don't spend anything more. Just get it from Redbox. Spend a dollar. You know, I remember used to back in the day, you could go into Blockbuster, and a good shot of if a movie, a good indicator if a movie was going to be good or not was the cover art. If the cover art was shit, like if it had bad fonts or the animal or the nasty on the front was horrible, you're like, all right, I'm not wasting my $3.50 for tonight. But then about 3 years ago, Blockbuster, those independent movies, they figured out, hey, I got an idea. Let's make the movie look cool. We'll spend just as much on the cover art for the DVD as we will on the movie itself. And I've gotten suckered into so many stupid fucking movies.
I've grabbed
movies.
A couple I thought was going to be cool.
Undead. Undead's a great example. I thought that was going to be great.
Did I see
the
that
cover
one?
Of it, you've got a chick standing there with a machete in her hand with this cool fucking explosion smoke in the background, and she's wearing a gas mask. I'm thinking, this is going to be awesome. 10 minutes into the film, I'm like, I so need my $3.50 back. Oh, my gosh. Joining us in studio this week is Clizzo. Hey, buddy.
What's up, everybody?
Rent-A-Cracker is here. Explain to everyone why you're here.
Well, Decaf, you know, he had some prior engagements this weekend, so he asked if I could
Yeah, he's on vacation.
In. Yeah, something like that. So he asked if I could step in and take his spot tonight.
Now... You can't just come in and expect to sub for Decaf and just be you.
Oh, I understand that.
I mean, you've got to be... I mean, do you think you're up for that? I mean, you think you're up to be Decaf?
I can give him my best shot here.
All right. I'm a little distressed over this because I'm a big Decaf fan and I love my large black homie. And I don't really know exactly what to think of this, but we'll see how that works out. I know we do have to take another break here. Let me see when I'm supposed to take it. Oh, shit, in like 15 minutes. Awesome. So we don't need to take another break anytime soon. So remind everyone who you are, Clizzo.
Well, my first appearance on the show, I came in and got a lap dance from the beautiful Zuzu.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. And just longtime fan of the show, about two, three years now. So, yeah, it's good to be in here. I like your new digs. It's pretty nice.
Kind of cool, huh?
Hard as hell to find, though.
It is.
That's what I'm finding out. I can't find this place.
Decaf was like, look for the blue building. I'm like, where the fuck's the blue building?
Well, you're not going to see it off the street.
Yeah, no, we're buried back in the meth labs in the crack alleys.
Exactly.
Wait, I haven't seen any crackheads yet.
Yet.
There was a weird blonde walking down the pathway here when I pulled up.
Really?
So,
how weird?
Well, she was staring at me like I was weird, so.
You're a pretty weird looking dude, I got to say.
Oh, thanks.
Was she like all crack skinny? Or
pretty skinny, yeah.
Kind of fucked up looking.
A little bit.
Yeah. So we've had you on the show before. You've, I'm trying to think of all the things that we've put you through.
Nerf gun to the face for porn.
Yeah. How was that? How'd you like that one?
It was all right. Stung a little bit, but well worth it.
Well worth it. Yeah. How was the porn, by the way?
You know, I haven't watched it yet.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Did your wife take it from you?
No, she was like, oh, cool porn. So she was about it, but we just... Haven't watched it yet.
All right. And now we also did something else to you there. We didn't just make you get a Nerf gun in the face. We also did a little something else.
Oh, yeah. So to get another DVD of porn, I do take a picture of Murphy's bare ass and send it to my wife.
How'd that go over?
Which she thoroughly enjoyed. But she was like, you want me to look at his ass for porn? I was like, hey, it's for porn. And she was like, yeah, well, whatever. So,
and did she save the photo or did she delete it?
I don't know. I still have it in my phone for some reason, so I might have to send it to her a few times, just like randomly.
Dude, that'd be awesome if you. I'll tell you what, you have it on your phone right now.
Yeah,
I know I've got more porn out there. If you send it to her right now, I'll give you another DVD.
Okay, give it a little bit because I think she might still think I'm at work. I did leave a little early. So.
Oh,
but I was finished, so and I told her that I might be coming in to fill in for Decaf, so.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. She doesn't even know you're here. Now, let's go over something here, too. Your wife hates me.
Yeah, she did at first. I think after the Super Bowl party, she kind of warmed up.
Uh-huh.
But you're still on, like, the douchebag level.
That's awesome. And she hates Decaf.
Yes and no. It's like love-hate, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's she basically hates anyone that wants to bring any sort of excitement or joy to your life, it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so, that's women. They're just, you know, dream stealers and soul crushers. And
yeah.
How long have you been married?
August will be 3 years.
3 years. And you have a little a daughter, right?
Yes.
Little girl. And she's adorable.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Now you're in trouble. She's listening and she's like, what are you doing in there? Uh-oh. Yo, he didn't even answer it. He just hit the silence button. That's great. Now, Decaf gave you an assignment?
Yes, he did, in fact.
Are you prepared for that?
I was kind of going over it all day at work here. And
oh, my gosh. You have crib notes.
So it should be entertaining.
Okay. Well, we'll do that in a little bit.
All right.
Someone is just going off. Oh, Lisa. Yeah, we'd all fuck the shit out of her. That bitch was awesome. So you have a little girl.
Little girl, yeah.
And you work hard. You work hard.
Yes, I do.
And you drive a car that I don't really understand.
It's not that bad.
So, I mean, you and I have never really sat down and had a conversation.
Not really.
What do you think of your life? I mean, are you pretty pleased? Are you just kind of biding your time, waiting for it to actually start? Are you sitting there every night with a shotgun in your mouth thinking, God, this sucks?
Not at all. I'm going to school also, so hopefully that'll pan out. And I've been with my current job for going on 14 years next month.
Holy shit.
So...
I never thought any one person could suck that much dick. I can't believe you've been doing it for that long.
So hopefully, I got another year of school left. So hopefully, you know, when I graduate from that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's same field as everybody else on the show, you know, IT and stuff like that. So hopefully I can get in somewhere.
That's right. We own the world,
That's
bitches.
That's right.
Mm. Holy cow. All right. Well, I think it's time for your assignment. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
No time like the present. All right, now I don't have the regular music.
Okay.
So we're going to have to compromise here. Let's see here. Let's see if this is going to work for us.
Yeah, motherfuckers, you know what time it is. It's time for the Darker Perspective. This is Clizzo stepping in for Decaf. because he's got something on his mind so much today that he called me up and he was like, man, I don't know if I could talk about this. So he sent a white boy in to do it. So we went and found the crackety ass cracker that he could, myself, which I'm kind of upset that he thinks of me that way. But anyways, so I'm going to go ahead and get this thing started. All right. Motherfuckers. You got these people talking about Obama, saying he's not doing what he promised to do with the economy, saying, you know, things are getting better, this and that, but, you know, things are always going to get worse before they get better. It's like when you fucked that skank at the bar that you went to, when you got fucked up, when you were online playing Lord of the Rings and you kept dying, so you went to the bar, picked up that nasty ass cracker hoe, went back to your place, fucked her. Next day you woke up, you got some itches. You're like, man, I don't know what's going on. You went to the doctor, he didn't know what it is. A few months later, it found out that your mom switched a laundry detergent on you. So, you know, you just got to take time. Things are going to get better, you know? So, and then, you know, in Fox News, they're telling them that, you know, President Obama, he's more than a celebrity than a president. That's fucked up. Of course he's a celebrity. You know, he's the most popular man in the world. So you got to just step back, take some time. These things will pan out. And then, you know, you got these AIG motherfuckers taking these big-ass bonuses, giving it to their executives. Motherfuckers are quitting on the company. And then they have the nerve to tell their employees, it's probably not a good idea if you wear your badges out in public. What kind of shit is that? So anyway, you got to leave Obama alone. Just give us some time. Things will get better. This has been The Darker Perspective. Give me that truck and take that rental back. Who bought these fucking TVs in the jury, bitch? Tell me that. No, I ain't bitter. I don't give a fuck. But I'ma take it like this, bitch. You better not walk it from my tour book. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move.
I personally think that was one of the better Darker Perspectives we've had on this show.
Well, thank you.
Now, wow, that was good. Well, that was great, man. That was great. I you were real nervous, I could tell at first.
Yeah,
you were
kind of
like, oh shit, is it time for this already? Come on now, let a white man do his shit. Oh, that was great, dude. Yeah, that was fantastic.
All right.
You know what? I'm gonna have to call Decaf and tell him he was wrong. I told you you'd do just fine. Told him you'd do just fine. Oh wow. Well, folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm Murphy.
In for Decaf is Clizzo.
And in for Trencher is no one. Uncomfortable silence. Mm-hmm. No, you know, usually we have our show every Friday. This is the first show we've done in this studio, and of course we all either had to be sick or going on vacation. I don't understand it. I don't understand why people couldn't prioritize.
Exactly.
Some people just got to go out to State Line and get their fucking outlet shopping on, I guess.
And see Babyface.
Oh, what?
I mean, Ice Cube.
No. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, tell the story. I know there's something to this.
Not really, not much to it. It was spring break from school. So Decaf told me last week, he goes, yeah, me and Betty, his wife, going to take a few days off this week and go out to Prim, which is, you know, here between California and State Line. Yeah. And he said he got tickets for Babyface for tomorrow night. I was like, oh, that'd be a great show. He was like, yeah, I can't wait to see him. And he goes, but I think I'm going to miss the show at the new studio. I was like, man, it's kind of fucked up.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so.
We're getting ditched for Babyface.
Yeah, so under the bus he goes.
Wow. Boom. Babyface. Wow, that very well might be the whitest thing I think him heard. It couldn't have been any whiter if he said he was going to a James Taylor concert.
True.
That'd be, wow. Oh my God. Well, we've got people in the chat room. I wish we had a phone line that worked, but it's kind of not set up right. It might be. Let's, I'll monkey with it later. We'll try and figure it out. Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. Yeah, tonight's show, I don't know, it's kind of a weird one for us. I usually don't do these myself. Usually when I'm by myself, it's every other Tuesday here at lvrocks.com and spankwagon.net doing Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Or Murph.
Marath, that's right. For those of you who didn't hear it, I did hijack the intro this week. Let me play that again, because I thought I did a really good job with that, especially considering I did it in like 7 minutes. Let me bring this up here. So this is the usual, this isn't the usual Spankwagon radio intro. It usually starts, you know, you've got the, you know. And then it goes into this.
Spankwagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
And then I took Trencher's opening song that he likes so much that everybody else thinks is the theme song from gay porn.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, you should have guys dancing around in chaps for this. Then we go to this. I thought this was a pretty appropriate way to hijack the show. Into a little Can't Kill Yourself. Yeah, that was our little intro today. I like I said, I put that together in about 7 minutes. I can't really go wrong with that. Now, do you get all of the shows off of the podcast? I know you at least get the Spankwagon.
Yeah, most of the Marafs I've listened to. Mm-hmm. It's been a little while since you've been on there.
Yeah,
I haven't had a chance to get the St. Patty's Day one yet. Mm-hmm. Plan on doing that tonight or tomorrow. And
that one was about almost an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was a long one.
And Scrappy was in here with me. And, you know, it's been quite a while in here since Scrappy's been around. Having her in was kind of cool. I got to point something out, though, on the floor over there. It's kind of melted away finally, but Scrappy was the first person to spill a beer in the studio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she knocked one over and went all over the floor.
That's Decaf's job, usually. He's all elbows.
He's all elbows and gut. Oops, did I say that out loud? No. he is kind of a clumsy fuck, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I can't wait. I know there are stories of him falling down somewhere.
I have one that would probably always stand out in my mind, but other than that...
What was that?
Oh, right. This was... Man, this must have been 10 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. We were at our other friend Steve's house, who's a big-ass douchebag now. We both stopped talking to him anyway, but... So we were over at his house, and Decaf just went into one of his, I'm going to go off by myself and walk around the neighborhood. So there was a church across from
us. Wait. Are you telling me that the big black guy is an emo?
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Not totally, though. Every once in a while, he gets that way.
Okay, so he decides he's going to go wander around and look for white women.
Yeah, so there's a Mormon church across the street. It was closed. It was like 9 o'clock at night, so nothing was happening there. So he was... across the street, walking back and forth in the grass. And then he had this brilliant idea of, I'm going to run backwards as fast as I can into the middle of the street. When he got to the sidewalk, that was okay. Hit the curb, went off the curb, took about 4 steps, and just tumbled.
Oh, my God.
Like, sprained his wrist. Yeah, it was awesome. But other than that, I mean, that's a big one, but I... You know, drunkenness, no falling. I've seen him run headfirst into the bathroom mirror a couple of times, but...
What?
Just, like, bull charge, right into the mirror.
Why?
And then, blah. This is when he was drunk at one of his parties.
Okay.
So, and other than that, you know, it's mostly just arms. He's always...
Just flailing around.
Yeah, exactly.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger, yep. Just knocking shit over.
His brother always calls him DJ Spillage. I mean, his elbows are always...
DJ Spillage.
It's not a party if something didn't fall off the table from his elbows.
Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic. Oh, wow. Ugh. Well, Decaf, you are missed, because I love having you here. Trench, not so much. But he tumbled. He took a little spill. Wow. Man.
Yeah, you know, he's going to kick my ass next time he sees you.
Probably. It'll be fun to see him try, though, because he's kind of, you know, he's kind of a slow guy. I don't think he could really take too much of a swing at you.
Nah.
You know, plus he's too big of a lovable teddy bear to really hurt anyone.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, he is not here, so hopefully next week the show is back back to its normal, hopefully, back to its normal full bore, fully staffed, I guess. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of... I am so happy to be back in the studio, but I am so ready to do a regular show.
The road show was cool, though. It was cool, you know, popping up in different places. You know, that was good to listen to. Everybody was, you know, especially, you know, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Put you guys up twice. Comic Oasis. And then good old Kitchen Stadium.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are cool, but it's nice to be back home.
Exactly.
All right, folks. We're going to go ahead and cut to a break. We'll be back.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spank Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
because it's not LV Rocks if it isn't metal. Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. My name's Murphy.
In for Decaf again is Clizzo.
And hopefully on the phone is Decaf. Decaf, are you there? Decaf. Oh. Decaf.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
Was it working?
What's up, brother?
I hear it.
It's working.
So what's up?
Wow, it sounds like shit.
I know it does. I can hear myself.
What the hell are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Watching college basketball.
Watching college basketball, sitting in a hotel room. So you couldn't be here in studio tonight.
That's right.
But you are here on the phone. You are the first actual phone call that we've had in LV Rocks in the new studio.
See, that's good. Now, I don't hear echo, so it's better.
It's a little...
You gotta make the best first, man. You gotta make the best first.
Gotta make the best first. So you dish us for Babyface, huh?
I didn't dish you for Babyface. I mean, Babyface concert is tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I just figured that, you know, Babyface is more important than you.
Ouch, motherfucker.
Nah, you know I wasn't be there, man. You know, it was hard. It was a hard decision, man. I'm hurting.
Uh-huh.
If you throw me on the bus, man, at least, like I told Quiz on the text message, at least make it funny.
Oh, he threw your ass right under the bus, because not only did he tell us that, he told us that you once decided you were going to run backwards across a Mormon church parking lot and then hit the street, tumbled over, and landed on your head.
High school.
And that your brother calls you DJ Spillage?
That's fucked up shit. Man, why you telling that shit, man? We got to have a talk. Man, you ain't allowed to show no more.
Oh, damn.
I take away all your Spankwagon privileges.
Man, I got ousted.
Dude, I tell you what, man, he did a great job on the darker perspective. He has filled in for you in almost every way, including showing up completely late. What'd you get here, like 8:10, 8:20?
Something like that.
He's even on BPT. What the fuck, yo?
So he pulled off the darker perspective, man?
Yeah, he did. He did a good job with it. I didn't have the right music, but I just grabbed, you know, some rap that I have in my...
some rap music. Yeah, I know.
Some shit.
That's why I kind of figure. That's like, well, I see. Because I know he know me for so long, man. I know he's going to go in there and nail it. Hope he called you a cracker at least six times.
No, he hasn't called me a cracker yet. Or maybe he has.
Well, he did. Darker perspective.
Oh, yeah, he called me a cracker during the park darker perspective, but I'm used to you calling me a cracker for that, but... That's just because I'm the focal point for your black rage.
So what y'all been doing? I mean, well, before he got there, what you been doing, man?
Well, I'm sitting here naked wearing only a cock ring, so he was a little surprised when he came in.
Yeah, it was...
You know what? Now that you're... And his wife now knows that he's here rather than thinking he's not. So go ahead and send her that photo again.
Oh, yeah.
The picture. He's going to resend her the photo of my ass.
I know. She should show me. Like, I want this shit. Like, I want this. I was like, well, you keep looking at it. You start looking at it to show everybody. So she
wait, she
like
has
it
on her phone still and is showing it off to everyone?
Yeah, she's showing it to me. Like, I want this shit. I was like, all right. Well, you know what, looking at it.
You
know,
so.
Normally you'd be like, hey, funny. Fucking delete, right?
Oh, yeah, there it is. That's my ass.
It's a golden buns right there, my friend.
Apparently I'm still in douchebag status.
You got some nice buns, man. It's like Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving dinner roll and shit.
That's it, baby. That's it.
Golden brown great with ass, butter.
Now, for people that have been listening during the show, one of the things I did this week is I went to Nashville. When I was in Nashville, I was totally shocked to find
what did you do in Nashville?
For work. And
oh, I know that. I mean, when?
I was there Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, I thought you were going to go there during the season, the football season.
Oh, I'm going during the football season because they got a box out there, so I'm going to be good for that. But and I'm the only motherfucker in that town walking around in a Titans t-shirt yesterday. But while I was there, I found the strangest duopoly that I've found so far. I've seen the A&W root beer / Long John Silver's. I've seen the Taco Time / Great Steak Hut drive through. I've even seen the Popeye's Chicken / Dairy Queens. But while I was out in Nashville, I saw the White Castle / Church's Chicken drive through. and I ate there.
Nice.
I did. I had the White Castle there.
Okay. Because I got the text. I got the email, but you didn't see what reply because you're doing the show. You didn't see my reply. I said, "Well, White Castle. I didn't think I was even out there, but I think I barely worked for churches." get that church's fried okra. Puts you in the grave at 40.
Anything churches will put you in the grave by 40.
I've never been to White Castle. I've never had White Castle ever.
There used to be one up here, Maryland Parkway in Sahara.
A long time ago. And
now it's called Mexican Castle.
I think it's a laundromat now.
Yeah, that you know, they tried one of those out here. It did not last long. We also had those Hot and Fresh out here. But they're not the same company. I think they are just a duopoly that have kind of put their collective forces together.
So was it actual white? I mean, was it like half a? It was like half the building and the White Castle was the castle. The other half was the church's chicken.
No. The building was the traditional White Castle building that you see. But on the sign, it had the big White Castle, and then next to it, in smaller, it had church's chicken. So.
Ghetto shit right there.
You know, if I got to make my choice, though, I'll choose Popeyes.
Never ate there.
Oh, I love Popeyes.
Oh, you never had Popeyes chicken?
Nope, never had it.
You need to take your cracker friend here and get him some church. Get him some Popeyes.
Because if I put him there one time, he'll be there every week and shit. Like, where you at, man? I'm a Popeyes chicken.
I'm a Popeyes chicken, motherfucker.
Okay, I'll be an 8-piece for myself. Said no wings, motherfucker. I want all thighs, all breast. Give me all that meat.
What's the place that does the Louisiana food? That's not Popeyes. What is that?
Louisiana food?
Is that maybe it is Popeyes? It's Louisiana fast?
That's Popeyes.
That's Popeyes. Dude, their jambalaya is pretty. I mean, it's okay for like fast food, but
yeah, and the red beans and rice.
Yeah, that's what I need, a slider and red beans and rice. That'd have been great. Has she responded yet, Clizzo?
No, let me try again here.
You just resend it like 4 or 5 more times. She'll be fine. She'll get it.
So you know, wait for Trencher to come in and do one good thing and actually get the phones working?
Actually, I got the phones working.
I know. So pretty much you did every fucking thing in there, right?
Yeah, I got the phones working. I built the studio. I painted up some stuff. I wired a lot of things.
Now, I know I took out the trash, man. I'm feeling a lot of work.
Yeah. If he comes in, the first thing he says, "Man, we got to paint this shit." I'm like, "Motherfucker, we ain't painting. We got to get the goddamn shows on the air."
We need a green. I said I offered to paint it. But how much did Trencher ask for you get working?
No, Trencher did quite well. I don't know about get working, but he did quite a bit. He got most of it started, and then, you know, people who actually know what they're doing finished it up. So.
There you go. I was hoping it's like, I throw him on the bus, don't stop.
No,
is he in the chat room?
There's a sick Trench in the chat room, but he hasn't really said anything. And I tried calling him once, and he isn't answering his phone now. I think he's just unconscious on the floor right now with a bottle of NyQuil in his hand. I know that's been me almost every other day of the week. So
what do you get, man?
All right, man. Well, we'll let you get back to Negro Ball and enjoy your time there.
Yeah, I'm about to go. We're about to go. There's a nice steak restaurant in the. You know, well, first of all, let me tell you, I'm at Ghetto Ass Whiskey Pete's Hotel.
Whiskey Pete's, wow.
Yeah. It just tell you, it's so bad that you can park in the front and walk right in the casino. You know, right in the casino. You don't have to use the parking garage. Right? And so you go in, and then our room's all the way to the back, to the top level, all the way to the back.
Of course.
All the way. So we walked across that motherfucker, you know, there's people here too. So I told her, hey, I was like, don't get mad, ladies hit on me, because I'm the only good looking dude here. I got competition.
Now, I got to ask you something, dude. Are you going to eat her ass tonight?
No, it's time in the mouth, though.
I didn't say eat her snatch, I said you're going to eat her ass.
That is true. I didn't think about that.
Eat her ass, and then you get a blowjob, and it's all good.
See, that's why. This is what you need to tell her. I'm trying to
put her on the phone. Put her on the phone.
All right, hold on.
Put her on the phone. All right. Here I am ruining one marriage after another.
Right.
I can't even get my wife to give me a blowjob when she's not on a rag. Are you kidding me?
Hello?
Betty.
Yes?
How are you, sweetie?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. So, Decaf, James L., he thinks I'm telling you to do something that's going to benefit him in the long run. So what we're actually going to do is we're going to fuck with him a little bit, all right?
Okay.
So just repeat after me. Say, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Do you think I should?
Do you think I should?
I didn't take a shower today.
I didn't take a shower today.
But I love him. I'll do it.
I love him. I do it.
But I'll be thinking of you.
But I'll be thinking of you.
Okay, there you go. So now he's smiling, and he thinks, what he thinks you just agreed to is he thinks he just agreed that you're going to bend over and he's going to eat your ass tonight, and then you're going to blow him. See, that's what he thinks just happened. But in all actuality, he just went right under the bus. Right under the bus. Oh, Betty, I love you, sweetie. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Put your husband on the phone.
Okay.
Now watch this. There we go.
Hello.
There you go, dude. I got you hooked up. You're all set, dude. You are all set for tonight.
God damn. Oh, hold on a second. All right, man, I got to go.
Later. And he's gone. Look at that. See, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to throw your friend under the bus, that is how you successfully do it. Oh, man. Well, it's about that time. I hate for it to be that time. Wow. And so goes on the show. So, folks, I just want to say a huge thank you here to Clizzo for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
And kind of taking over for our wounded, plagued, and vacationing co-hosts.
Who's going to have a red goatee in the morning?
No, he's not. He's going to have a black eye in the morning. Folks, this has been Spankwagon Radio. We like to call this one the homecoming show. Did pretty outstanding. Got to say huge thanks to all the people who hung out with us in the chat room today. Who all's in the chat room? Even though it was pretty much Rob a Liquor Store doing all the talking out there. Got to say huge thank you to Dirty D who showed up. We love her. She's fantastic. Murphy Licks Sheenus. Sick Trench, who's at home, passed out with the NyQuil. Want to say huge thanks to Toe, Virtual One, and Cookie, who showed up. Cookie, who's probably pretty bummed right now that we don't have the video going. But don't worry, guys. The actual video will be returning soon and in much better fashion. Brought to you by beerandmilk.com. I also want to say mad props. Huge thank you to Clizzo for coming in tonight. We appreciate it. I also want to say thanks to all the people who help us put the show on here every week. First off, to LV Rocks, Jimmy, we love you. We hope you enjoy what we helped put together here. We'll take that 25% ownership in LV Rocks now. I want to say also thank you to 1077 The X, who was not in the chat room and kind of makes me a little upset. Also, Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Casey Host, LV Rocks, of course, Radio X UK, who I think is on vacation, Showdown Network, who was nice enough to jump in tonight and say howdy, and to Steel City Tracks Radio, all of our syndicates. We love you guys dearly, and we want to say a special thank you to you for putting up with us while we went through this little transitional period trying to get the studio put back together. The show will return next week in full effect. We will have the full crew here. Maybe we'll get some guests. Maybe we'll have some titties. Maybe even some ball licking. So, folks, remember, download the podcast. If we're not live,
you can find us in the archives.
That's right. You can get us at lvrocks.com, spankwagon.net. Check it all out, because I guarantee you it's more fun than sticking yourself in the eye with a salt-covered stick. We're heading out here, folks. Clizzo, you get the last word of the night, buddy.
Decaf loves babyface.
We're out.
She's the kind of girl you bring up to your mother. She looks good in blue jeans, even better on the cover. Sees the devil in bed between our sheets. As so she's a saint, and so get down on her knees and pray. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't be hiding no more, trying to get my soul. In a stolen red Camaro flying so far. Drunk driving, trees are swinging by. I can't decide what she's on my mind. Can't be tripping or trying, and I can't find truth. But another man is trying to understand you, but it can't be wrong, but he's always right. I'll raise her hands, it's time to fight. Cause she's the kind of girl you bring home to your mother. She looks good in blue jeans, even better on the cover. Sees the devil in bed between our sheets. As she sees a saint, and she'll get down on her knees and pray. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I take something and go, cause I can't decide while I plant my seeds running through my mind. Can't be picking up things from all the bad. 2 years running, I'm gunning for the future care. Put yourself up, decide why. We're carrying on with guns and knives. Or can't you tell everything's wrong, but she's coming out and she looks good tonight. The kind of girl you bring home to your mother. She looks good in blue jeans, even better on the cover. She's a devil in bed between our sheets. As if she's a saint, and she'll get down on her knees and pray. Yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And she'll get down on her knees and pray.
My song, we come to take over.
LVRocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
Hail to the king, baby.
Noise, noise, noise. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
Welcome, dudes, to a brand new studio. First show with King Hesh.
And Queen Hesh.
Oh, hold on.
And Queen Hesh.
There you go, dude.
Dudette.
Dudette, I forgot.
Dude, I give you, we take a couple months off, a month or so, and already you forget?
I forget, dude.
There is a difference between males and females, I swear to you. One of these days you'll learn.
All right. Welcome, dudes, to King Hesh.
And Queen Hesh.
In the Kingdom of Hesh, we bring you 3 hours of nothing but blistering, awesome, bitchin' music from the 80s, early 90s, sometimes some stuff from the 70s, if I think it's Hesh. Of course, if you tune into the show, you'll know what is Hesh. And we bring you the best each week for you, dudes.
And dudettes.
And we welcome a new Hesh Syndicate back, Rock Nation Radio. Welcome back, dudes. Rock Nation Radio back and ready to go, along with MegaRockRadio.net, PureRockRadio.net, LVRocks.com, the flagship station. And, of course, Friday nights, we tape the show live.
Nice. That sounded delicious.
Starting at 9 p.m. Pacific. So if you do tune in live, you can come on in the chat room. Just go to kinghesh.com and click on the Gamma chat link. No cam tonight. Still figuring out. Still kind of working out the bugs and getting everything set. But at least we have a studio now.
Wow. It's pretty spiffy. It even has a shower for those not-so-fresh moments.
Yeah. So if you want to take a cold shower, because we don't have any hot water, I don't think.
Well, I believe there might be something in here we could heat water with. You know, like the old-fashioned style, dude.
How's that?
Okay, never mind.
I don't know how to heat water old-fashioned.
You got to take two sticks and rub them together really hard until you get a spark, and you can create a fire, and then you put the water over the fire.
I volunteer this one. Go ahead and rub it.
Oh, I'll rub your stick.
Rub it raw, dude.
Nah, he likes that.
Ah, that was a nice hit.
Are you smoking my shit already?
I ain't smoking your shit, dude.
God damn. God.
My shit is my own shit.
Yeah, your shit stinks, and not in a good way.
My shit's awesome, dude.
Yeah, for Mexican dirt weed.
What are you talking about, dude?
You know what I'm talking about, dudette.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, dudes, we got some awesome show lined up for you. This hour, we got coming up a little later, we got the Poontang playlist.
Dude.
What happened?
You're not talking.
Oh, did I space out? I'm sorry, dude. I always space out.
I told you my shit was good.
I wasn't smoking your shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like yours would do that to you.